Thank
Arlene?
You.
And then Nia, please, Lydia.
Hey, I would like to point out that if we do have two more meetings, that means we will have four meetings this year because we had the first one in October, so we've had two already. We have been cautioned by our auditor that we absolutely have to come in under revenue, with our expenses under revenue. We're holding a national fund drive, which is something that we don't normally do because we're in dire straits for paying off our creditors. And we somehow have to justify our listeners the money that we spend on board meetings. I know what the bylaws say, and I realize the benefits of meeting person to person. And to be perfectly honest, if I had my way, we'd have, you know, in-person meetings, and we'd also bring in the GMs because it would help me a lot if I could meet in person with my staff a little more often. But we are in a dire financial situation, and so my recommendation is September for the next in-person meeting.
Tracy for the staff. Carolyn for the staff.
Ethea for the staff.
Okay. Tracy, Carolyn, Ethea.
Leaving aside the other issues, one thing that you could do is you could move your fourth meeting for the national board into the first week of October, which would move it over to the next fiscal year. That might be worth looking at. I mean, of course, it means that budgets not approved on the telephone would be 1 week late, but given what we've managed last year, I don't anticipate that to be a major problem. And, of course, the Finance Committee will be tasked with getting their work done. That would be one way to address the issue of what quarter the board meetings appear in.
Lydia, this is Nia. I believe in.
Okay. Next is Carolyn, Afia, and then Nia.
Oh, thank you. I really think we need to meet, and I think three meetings a year is reasonable if we fudge it by moving it forward or backward a month. But I think three meetings is absolutely essential. So I'm not in favor of letting it go until October, even though I know that fiscally it might be desirable. If we really get into a big crunch, we can always cancel something, but I would like to keep to a minimum of three meetings a year. I think we can get away with saying we can't meet four times for fiscal reasons, but fewer than that, we really need a bylaws amendment. So I think three is safe, and I'd like to urge us to meet three times.
Arlene.
Okay. Afia, Nia, and then Arlene.
Okay.
Sophia?
I want to support the position of having three meetings, despite the fact that the bylaws call for four. There's a tendency to be penny wise and pound foolish, and the response to a crisis is not less governance and management. The response to a crisis is more. I think that we are remiss if we fail to monitor and address this crisis situation in the most sensitive way possible. And at this point, prudent, meaning we have three meetings instead of four, and that those three are focused on the issues at hand and not the frivolities that we're inclined to engage in.
Nia?
Yes. A couple of things. I mean, I do understand that we need to follow the bylaws, and you guys know that I always hound that. However, also the exigent circumstances. In addition to all the reasons that Arlene gave, I'd like to just remind people that the staff sees us as wasting money. They don't believe in the governance. They think we do absolutely nothing. And to a certain point, they're absolutely right about that. So to have for this year one more meeting in September, I think that is good enough. The work is supposed to be done in the committees. If we structure our agenda that committee reports are put on and the chairs are allowed to give their reports and the hard work gets done, I think that will suffice. But actually, that's how can we tell people to go out and beg? Oh, we don't have any money. We have a going concern, folks. We don't have any money. We have minus working capital. I think it would be irresponsible of us to go out and spend all of this money. I'm very concerned about that. One more meeting to approve the budget with all the things that we're going to put in place to make sure that we become solvent. We can discuss those in September. Next year, we can reevaluate. Can we have four meetings? But I'm really begging people to please not force us to have four meetings for the year. Just have one more in September, and that's it. Thank you.
Bill.
Arlene? Summer? Oh, okay. Arlene and then Bill and then Summer.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people that if we do have two more meetings between now and September, that means we have four during this fiscal year. I realize it's not four with this board, but it's four during this fiscal year.
Okay, Bill?
Yeah, I like what everybody's saying, especially like what Afia said. Something to think about, I've been thinking about this anyway, is perhaps we should ask our technology committee and our technology staff, because several people I know at KPFT have been talking about this, to look into the feasibility and what it would cost to do teleconferencing, video conferencing, at least occasionally. And if it saved a lot of money, that might provide a way of having public comment, for example, and some of the things we can't do in our telephone meetings, where we'd have people would have to go to each station and sit in a room and do video conferencing from there, but it would be open to the public, and just something to think about. That would also, the longer meetings, the in-person ones, also give us a chance to catch up on some of the business that we keep putting off from meeting to meeting, and if we're going to try to keep the meeting shorter, we might need those as ways of catching up. So would there be interest in asking the technology committee to look into that?
Familiar. I propose this. LaVarne on the stack, please.
Okay. Well, Summer is next, and then LaVarne.
I'd like to come back on the stack, please. Thank you.
Okay, LaVarne.
These all very interesting proposals, and they all sound familiar, but I won't say I proposed them, and Arlene and I proposed them last year, and it was kind of poo-pooed and thought not to be the correct thing to do. Yeah, I do believe we do need to cut down on the meetings. Now, whether it's one additional in-person or two additional in-person, and then the video conference, which Bill had suggested, I think, which I had suggested last year, but I think we do need to have the meetings. And one of them could be a video conference, and either two more or one more, because and the video conference would substitute for the other. And so one proposal is that the additional meeting could be in August in D.C. and in the dog days when it's rates and everything are down, and we can sit in an air conditioned room while everyone's sweating outside. So And perhaps one or a video conference before. But, I really know, in which I proposed last year before the that we need to cut, we have to cut down on meetings because we simply don't have the cash.
Arlene to the staff.
Okay, Arlene, and then at some point I want to.
I'll be real brief.
And Summer, I want to be back on the staff. But yeah.
Okay, you're ready now, Summer? Okay, Arlene and then Summer.
I think we need a meeting in September because of trying to get budgets passed before October 1st, unless we're delaying that until October. And so I think August doesn't really serve that purpose because knowing the way budgets move in this organization, we will not be ready to pass budgets for the year in August.
Summer?
Yes, thank you. Well, I definitely concur that we wouldn't be ready to pass budgets here in August. My concern is that, budgets at this point on some levels are secondary to the issues elucidated in the auditor's management letter. And I do have a concern that waiting to so far, I think a lot of decisions are going to have to be made and approved, and that they're going to take concurrence by a number of people to do what's necessary to save this foundation and, you know, make it thrive again. And I'm not sure that it's necessarily wise to wait 6 months before seeing each other again in person. Obviously, a lot of that depends on what we do in the interim. I think in terms of, like, the fall meeting, moving it up to August doesn't really make sense because, yes, we should have whatever we call the fall meeting should be tied in with passing budgets and dealing with fiscal year-end issues and stuff. So I recognize the financial trouble, but I still kind of think we need to have two more meetings this year, and particularly because we have so many decisions to make, and we should make them as a group as much as possible. So I still support the two meetings and shuffling them around so we can do them as cheaply as possible. Even if we're sweating doing it, I'm fine with that, but, you know, we should figure out how to do that. So thank you.
Okay, I'd like to motivate my motion, which is for two meetings. And in September, I don't care where it is, I recommended L.A. only because that had been referred to a couple months ago before I came on the board, and we would be, I have quite a bunch of here. September is definitely less expensive. But that aside, on the two meetings, I think given what the auditor's report was, that we would be remiss. And plus, we didn't raise a dime when we were in Houston. We did not solve one single financial crisis in Pacifica. And unless we are prepared to and say, oh, let's call a meeting because each of us are going to bring in $30,000, then I don't see the point in getting together. All of us are wasting. We're complaining about the time that we spend in meetings, but we're going to waste all the time in travel, and but more importantly, the money that the foundation simply doesn't have. I don't think that this board grasps what that auditor's report said. The going concern is critical. I have seen nonprofits go under. It is not pretty. You're here one day and you're gone and all your assets are gone the next day. So this isn't playing around. This is the only reason. I would love to see all of you. And, yes, I think that, you know, you get to be in person with your LSB and meet in person in the committees, talk on the phone. But I do not see that the benefit to having a third meeting outside of needing to pass those budgets warrants the kind of money that we're going to have to spend and pick up and find somewhere because it's not there to have that third meeting. So this might be moot regardless. So I really strongly recommend that we have that second meeting. We have to be fiscally responsible. This is like a crisis that we have never faced before, ever in Pacifica, this serious.
Okay, this is Tracy for the staff.
Okay, go ahead, Tracy.
Okay, I guess I'm putting forward a substitute or amendment or whatever you want to call it. It's going to be for a in-person meeting in May, final weekend in May, 27, 28, 29. And then I will go ahead and propose that we move the third meeting in order to reduce the toll on the
board.
Annual statement for this year, I'll suggest that we move the third meeting of the year to October 8, 9, 10, so it kicks over to the next fiscal year. I am making that as a motion.
I'll second that.
Arlene to the staff.
I'm sorry, who was that?
Arlene.
Okay, Arlene, go ahead.
The May date is a holiday weekend. That means it'll be maximum airfare.
True. Okay, let's move that. Let's take a look at the calendar.
How about first weekend in June? Is that cheaper?
Yes, that's good.
Yes, that's cheaper.
Okay, let's do that. Yeah.
The hotels are more expensive because it's the holiday, you know, it's the vacation time.
June 4, 5, 6. I will move it to June 4, 5, 6.
Cool. Kimberly to the state.
Okay, Kimberly.
And that will give us approximately 4 months.
Okay, Kimberly.
I'm sorry.
Carol, and now, Carol into the stack, please.
Being that D.C. is pretty much a hot spot during the summer months, even up to September sometime. Do we have to have the next meeting in D.C.? Can it be in New York where everybody's coming to D.C. from New York?
The next meeting is in Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. Okay, okay. Just, I thought I heard D.C. I thought that was what somebody told me, that was D.C., the next meeting. Okay.
Third week in D.C., and we might well want to switch.
Come on.
And Carolyn on the stack, please.
Okay. Carolyn, you're next on.
Oh. Thank you. I think that we need to meet, and if in fact things are in such dire straits by June, we will know it and can cancel a third meeting. But I do think we should schedule it now. October sounds good, so I would second Tracy's proposal.
Okay, call the question.
Teresa on the stack.
Teresa, sorry, go ahead.
I support what Lydia had to say. We're spending a lot of time right now in this meeting, and I just wonder how much money are we generating for the foundation here. And it occurred to me this week, I'm thinking, you know, we have had so few general managers who've been in those positions for any length of time, and in the last 4 years we've had so few executive directors that have been in the positions for any length of time that we haven't had a chance to cultivate big donors in most instances. I think that we've just kind of totally lost track of kind of establishing kind of relationships and some sort of consistent strategic thought to collecting money for the foundation. And I think we're in these meetings, we're running around like henny pennies. It's just that's why I support Lydia's motion to just buckle down, start committing to raising amounts of money and cultivating relationships where we can get some big donors, and let's meet in September.
It's Bill.
Bill?
Well, this isn't an amendment yet, but let me ask, how late would we need to know in order to cancel that meeting? How much time do we have? I know you typically make contracts for the hotel and all this other thing 1 or 2 months in advance. I'm still wondering if that would give us time then to look into the feasibility of a video conference. If it's feasible, it would cost a lot less. I know it doesn't do everything an in-person meeting would do, but it might do a lot, and it would address some of the things Sophia said. I'd like to on this. Give us more time to catch up on business.
If someone would research and come back with a proposal about how video conferencing can realistically be done, I think that would be great. No one ever has.
That's what I'm asking, if we should ask the technology committee and or our technical staff to give us at least an informal report with costs.
Yeah.
Say within a month or 6 weeks or something like that. I don't know how much time they need.
Okay, anyone else?
Summer?
Summer? And Afia?
Okay, thank you. I totally support that, Bill. I think we should find out what the video conferencing options are, but I support Tracy's motion that we do the early June, early October. And I think Carolyn's right. You know, with that 3-month lead time, if we can't afford to do October, we'll know about it. But we probably, I think we need to do this. And if we could get video conferencing, you know, maybe we can evolve into doing that and save some serious money there, too. So, but I would like to support Tracy's substitute motion and go ahead to voting on that soon.
Point of information.
Okay, Carolyn, go ahead.
Yes, is anyone here on the technology committee?
Kimmery's on. Well, the only thing about, and we would still have to get with John and them to really, really check into that, because not everybody has Mac computers. A lot of computers have cameras already set in them, and if your computer is not up to technology spec. Then you're going to have to wind up getting some things that you're going to need, either software or what have you, to make that thing happen, especially with 22 people and how it would work. So we definitely would have to get with John and them and see what software would they recommend to use, what type of webcams would we need to use, because you're going to have to either use, you're going to have either one of the two, a webcam, or you're going to have a computer with a camera device that's already set on it so you can be seen. So that's going to be something that John and them could answer for us and get back with us and let us know if it's going to be feasible to do. That's coming from a technology standpoint of doing videos and production and stuff like that. Without being seen, then it doesn't make a difference. It's going to be like a teleconference.
Well, an alternative is actually to go to a local college or video center. There are commercial entities that where people could meet in one city as a group, and rather than from their homes, and do it that way. So that's another alternative that a technology committee could investigate. How much would it cost us to hire one of those companies that arrange that for us? I know my community college does that. They hold video conferences for organizations occasionally.
Point of information?
Yes.
Maybe it would be appropriate for someone to make a motion to refer this to technology to come back with a proposal and cost estimates of utilizing that kind of stuff, and then we could handle that. I mean, it's a good idea. I think we should do it, but maybe we should formalize it.
First we have a motion on the floor. We have Tracy's motion. Tracy, would you like to restate your motion, please, so we can find it?
Yeah, and I'm willing to put a line in there about video conferencing if we want. But basically the motion is that the second PNB meeting of 2011 be held on the weekend of June 3, 4, 5 in Los Angeles, and that the second meeting be held the weekend of October 8, 9, 10 at a location to be determined that might include video conferencing options.
Thank you. Second.
Okay.
Call the question.
Okay. Let's see. Bill, would you like to call the roll on this?
Okay. Hold on. Can I get my list again? hold on here. Okay. So everybody knows what the motion is, right? That Tracy just said?
Yes.
Okay. Lydia?
No.
Bill, I'll vote yes. Nia?
No, we're broke.
No, okay. Teresa?
No.
Summer?
Yes.
Althea?
Yes.
Arlene?
No.
Kimmery? Can't hear you, Kimmery. Tracy?
Yes.
And still didn't get Kimmery. And LaVorn, I'm sorry. Are you officially a member of the committee, LaVorn? I believe you are. Okay. I forget who's on it. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just got back from Houston like the other day, so I haven't slept long. So I find things humorous that are really not. Of course I'm on the committee. I'm the CFO. You know, I want to vote yes.
You vote yes? Okay. And I'm sorry, I'm just new to the coordinating committee. And Owen,
I know you always ask that question, LaVar. Are you there? So when you said it this time.
Well, I know you can't vote on the PNB. That's why I'm for you. Okay. Is that Carolyn?
Yes.
Okay. Did I get everybody?
And Kimmery,
you voted no?
Oh, I didn't.
Kimmery.
I voted yes. Kimmery, we didn't get, I didn't hear from Kimmery. Did you say something, Kimmery? Okay, I didn't hear anything. Okay, the yeses, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Noes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. So the motion passes.
Excellent.
Okay. So that will then have to be
obviously, this is going to be our recommendation to the PMB.
And to the Technology Committee.
Oh, yes. Next is a referral to the Technology Committee to determine the feasibility of having a video conference meeting.
Good.
Okay.
Okay. Anyone opposed to that? Okay. Next, let's see. Hello?
Oh, there's an echo. Somebody,
yeah, there's a speaker.
Somebody may have a speakerphone on. Or seems to be an echo.
Okay. Okay. Next, let's see, we will go into, I had proposed that we to ask the committee if it wants to move forward with some bylaws amendments. If not, I will move them forward on the PMB with other PMB members. So it's just a matter of whether we want to take this on or not. And that would be to reduce the mandatory in-person meetings to have a range of between 2 and 4. And then to also to allow for regular monthly PMB telephonic meetings, which we've just discussed, as opposed to special meetings because of the ambiguity. Well, it's not really ambiguous in the bylaws, but we need obviously clarity, something to adjust to what our practice is. And then the other is a moot point now. So just those two is what I'm proposing because they deal with meetings as possibly consideration on the coordinating committee, but otherwise I will be moving those regardless. So open for discussion.
It's Bill.
Bill, go ahead.
I support both of those, and I'd also like to add another one that would be good for coming from this committee. It's one we proposed last year that would make it easier to amend the bylaws by not requiring you to wait till the following calendar year to have more. And there were some other things about the notice requirements. It's really hard to get a bylaws amendment passed now. And so I'd like to include that if we can. I can dig up the text.
Okay, well, let's see if we can work something out. Obviously, we're not going to take up the nuts and bolts of these this evening, but the question right now is, does the coordinating committee at least want to entertain this?
Summer to the stack?
Summer?
It sounds to me, with what Bill's mentioning, what you're mentioning is really the issue of, like, venue and jurisdiction. Does the coordinating committee want to move that it should be, like, the purview of our business to have a first bite at these bylaws issues that affect scheduling and notice and things of that nature? Is that so maybe we could just agree that if we think this is something we should be tackling here, and then we could...
Yeah, that's the question. That was the question I asked.
Okay. So that's,
yeah, that's the question. And so it's a yes or no answer, so I'm taking a stack. Yes, the coordinating committee should take it up, or no, we do not wish to do it, in which case, as I said, I'll be taking them on regardless. But anyone else?
I'm sorry.
Okay. Does somebody want to call the question? A yes means the coordinating committee takes them on. A no means no.
Well, is it a motion? Does it have a second?
Second. I think
I'll second.
And I'll call the question.
Rachel will second. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Bill?
Is there an objection?
I'm sorry, what is before the committee now? This is LeVar.
Whether the bylaws amendment, which I had put out on the agenda, or at least two of them, which was to reduce the mandatory in-person meetings instead of 4 to make it a range so that it's from 2 to 4, so that you have the board has some options in any given year. Also, the second one would be to allow for regular monthly PMB telephonic meetings, which are not currently allowed for in the bylaws as written. And then the third one is, Bill, you want to articulate that?
It's the amendment that was proposed last year that would make it easier to amend the bylaws by not requiring you to wait until the next calendar year. Right now, you can only propose one batch of amendments once per calendar year. And there's some also really tough notice requirements. For example, it requires you to give 60 days notice, and then the PNB and at least three of the five delegate assemblies have to vote on the proposals within the same calendar month that 60-day period ends. So it actually means that sometimes you have only 2 or 3 weeks that all of them have to vote on those amendments. And so there's some sort of artificial constraints in there that make it tough to get them passed.
And it has to be the majority required has got to be of all of the members, not just those.
Right, that doesn't change. Right.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Any point of information?
Yes.
I don't know if I didn't receive a copy of the agenda earlier. If you'd be kind enough to send it out again after the meeting, I would appreciate it just so I have that to reference.
Sure. I sent it out March 6th. Yeah.
Okay, I must have missed it or it didn't come through because I didn't get a notice for this meeting either, so I think I might have not gotten a notice. So thank you.
Okay, I will resend it. So Bill, the question was called, so if you can take...
Okay, and by the way, Robert, you can't call a question in committee. There's no objection, I don't believe.
Madam, could I ask a point of information?
This is Tracy asking a point of information.
Of course, go ahead.
I'm going to ask Lydia just to kind of restate the motion because it seems to me what we're voting on is the coordinating committee to consider bylaws amendments on this subject, but we don't really have the language yet. So we're not passing anything. We're just sort of agreeing to take it up as an agenda item. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Whether the coordinating committee wants to take this on in a future meeting when there's an actual... bylaws amendments, it can at any given point in time decide not to do it, but I'm just putting it out there.
Cool. Thank you for the clarification.
Madam Chair, there might not be an objection. You might want to just ask that question first and save it a roll call.
Oh, okay. Is there any objection? Okay.
Point of information, Kim Marie?
Sure.
Just can I get a clarification? I had to step away from the phone. I got three phone lines lighting up at the same time. I'm trying to keep you all in conference. Okay. I'm sorry for that, but that's how it is when you run your own business. Just get me up to speed. I'm up to point on everything else about the PNB meetings and the teleconferences. Mm-hmm. I just need to know what we're about to vote on.
This is on the agenda that I sent out on the 6th. Which is what the question is, whether the coordinating committee wants to take on of the bylaws amendments I propose to bring forward, whether that should be in coordinating committee or I could do it on my own, and then the third one that Bill can explain. So the first one, that because it deals with meetings, is to reduce the mandatory in-person meeting from instead of four to provide a range in the bylaws that gives the board the option of holding between 2 and 4 in-person meetings a year.
Okay.
My second one is to allow for regular monthly PMB telephonic meetings because the bylaws really do not allow for regular meetings to take place with that regularity, but it's been our practice and is very necessary, obviously. And then the third one, Bill, you want to restate?
It was the amendment that was proposed last year that would make it easier to amend the bylaws by not requiring you to have only one batch of amendments per calendar year, and also to having to do with the notice requirements and having all the delegate assemblies and the PNV vote on them within the same calendar month after a 60-day period that might end in the middle of the month.
Okay. Just a point of information. Reduce the mandatory meetings is one. Allow for regular phone meetings. And these are bylaws.
And make it easier to amend them.
And to amend bylaws. Is that what you were saying, Bill?
Right.
Okay.
And this is a proposal to where this committee should take them up.
Okay.
Point of information, please.
Yes.
Perhaps you or Bill could explain for people who are not quite clear on the difference between a regular and a special meeting.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's because the bylaws define the regular meetings as our in-person meeting. And, you know, right after the bylaws were passed, it became clear that we needed regularly scheduled meetings. And we have gotten around it by calling them special meetings and then noticing them with a specific purpose of that special meeting, which is allowed for in the bylaws with the express notice and the specificity of what the meeting is being called for its special needs. And so it doesn't really allow for us to add new agenda items and have the regular meetings that we obviously need to have, or at least should have the option. I mean, maybe we won't need them in the future, but we definitely have, that's been our practice, so then let's fix the bylaws to be in line with what we're practicing.
There's also some notice requirements that are really not, they're not possible to follow for special meetings right now.
Summer, to the fact.
The phone call. Summer, go ahead.
Yes, I have to go back and look at the special versus the regular, but yeah, things that are totally, you know, only observed in the breach, like, you know, announcing them 5 times in each signal area, and mm-hmm. things that, if they've ever happened, I've never seen it. So, you know, it would be good to normalize, you know. I mean, obviously, we're only agreeing to take up the issue. We can hammer out the details when we take it up. So I think there are some cumbersome aspects that could be smoothed out a little, I think. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so again, does anyone object to the coordinating committee at least initially looking at this? Again, it can change its mind any time, but no objection? Okay, so let's move on. So the next thing is to elect or select or agree on our officers, I think, for this committee, and also the meetings for this for the coordinating committee.
I'm sorry?
When are we going to be holding meetings for a coordinating committee? And I don't know if this body meets regularly. Do they meet? Back in the day, it only used to meet before the PNC meeting.
Okay. So, well, this is Tracy. I can tell you what we have been doing last year, which doesn't mean you guys need to carry it over at all, but
mm-hmm.
just for information, do you want to? Okay.
Sure.
It was meeting on the first Wednesday of the month, each month. We met every single first Wednesday of the month, and there always seemed to be a sufficient amount to do, at least last year. We generally had meetings for about 2 hours and were off the phone around 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
So that was our experience as a coordinating committee.
Okay. Who's looking at the KPFTX calendar?
Summer?
This is me, Olivia.
Okay, Nia.
I would like to, if this is possible, and this
I can't hear you.
Okay, sorry.
I still can't hear you.
Yes. Can you hear me better now? I'm off speaker.
Yeah, a little bit better. Yeah.
My volume is up. This is good old AT&T.
Okay.
I would like to. I think the coordinating committee. When Jack was chair, that was in 2008, so the coordinating committee is supposed to coordinate the events between meetings. And we used to come up with a draft agenda and all of that. I think that we should get back to doing that. And in order to do that, it's to give people enough time to add items to the agenda. So we at least need to meet probably, what, maybe 10 days before each meeting or something like that, so that we could come up with a draft agenda and give people the opportunity to add things if they wanted to. So I would just like for us to keep that in mind. So we'll be meeting pretty frequently if we were to do that. But just
so monthly?
Yeah.
So you're proposing meeting monthly?
Yes. But rather than people just, like, you know, people would just like over the enclave, would meet and have, next, you know, there's an agenda, and then, you know, we just had to basically go along with it. I think everyone should be afforded the opportunity to add an item to the agenda, whether she or he wants to.
Anyone else?
Yes, Carolyn, please.
And
okay,
Summer?
Go ahead. Carolyn and then Summer.
That was a long time ago, Nia, I think. I don't know how agendas are generated, but generally it's the chair, perhaps working with the secretary, who generates an agenda. And I don't think there's any prohibition against anyone proposing a motion for an agenda. And then it gets added, and if when it comes up on the agenda, people don't want it, they simply vote it down. But I don't understand that the committee should be generating an agenda. Does anyone else have that understanding?
Summer to the fact.
Okay, Summer.
Well, I mean, it sounds like what gets done on governance here locally, you know, come up with an agenda based on, you know, obviously whatever's still left over that hasn't gotten done and the stuff that has to be attended to before it gets, you know, out of hand. I mean, I think there's some wisdom to generating an agenda at a time. I don't know that, let's say, 10 days so it could be posted. You know, because, yeah, people will add items and they'll take them off. But, I mean, I think it's a good idea to try and get it cleaned up beforehand so that it goes out and has, you know, some orderliness to it. It's just, I think, a question of, you know, we need to find, I think we should be doing it monthly. I think we should do it before the one definite, you know, that last Wednesday of the month meeting. So however we schedule it should be prior to that meeting, and then, you know, whatever gets carried over gets carried over. I don't expect us to meet twice to deal with the agenda if we have two P&B meetings, but I think, you know, is the third Monday of the month, is that a day that's looking good on the calendar? I mean, I might have a proposal.
Is that an LSB meeting?
It's an LSB meeting date?
Well,
somebody
made a proposal. I don't know. I don't remember now. We've discussed so many dates. Arlene? Or Nia? Whoever's looking at KPFTX.
Oh, I can look. Hold on.
Are you looking at trying to look at the calendar?
I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Well, if we're meeting the fourth Wednesday, then
yeah.
10 days before that would be a Sunday.
Well, you know, how about Monday? 9 days before.
Okay. Well, that wouldn't work for this month because, well, we're having a meeting today, but starting in April, I guess that's possible.
Is there an objection to that? Third Monday? Does anybody have a regular scheduled meeting in the LSB on the third Monday?
Oh.
Point of information, Kimberly. Point of
Monday,
information.
Doing Monday now?
Point of information, Kimberly.
We've got the audit committee and the scheduled for the 21st, and the frat is scheduled for the 14th.
Is there a day that is available during the week?
Point of information, Kimberly.
Kimberly, please go ahead.
The reason why I was asking this is because I was just emailed in reference to the committees that I'm supposed to convene until we get everything started. And I just wanted to find out one important thing that I'm seeing on this calendar. These WBAI and these other LSP meetings, are these meetings streamed? I'm just asking because they're on the calendar, but I didn't understand why, because I've never seen I don't see a WPFW meeting for LSB on the calendar. So
yep.
I'm just double-checking on that.
The reason they're on there is because there are directors from each station on the various committees, and so it allows us to plan more carefully.
Okay.
Who are usually, they're usually ones.
Okay, so I'm just going to put out that it should be all five stations that we know what LSBs are meeting, and so that way we can, because it's only just showing maybe two right now.
Right. KPFK is not on there yet.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
Bill,
go ahead.
Okay, well, for this month, the 15th is available. That's next Tuesday. That's 8 days before the meeting. I like what Neo is saying. It's hard to know. You know, I don't want to have a lot of extra meetings, but I tell you what bothers me is we spend so much time fighting over agendas
mm-hmm.
at our meeting. And if we can thrash that out in advance, maybe, I hope, we won't have to spend so much time on agenda approval with a whole LSB there. I'm not sure we could that necessarily happen, but if we can make that happen, that would help a lot.
Summer,
so
that's
a good reason to do this.
Okay, Summer?
I like Bill's idea. Is that, am I correct? Maybe Tracy can say from finance, if they agreed to the second and fourth Tuesday, is that what I read?
Finance agreed to the second and fourth Tuesday, except in November, where it's the third and fifth Tuesday, and
sure.
We scheduled it for the whole year long.
Fantastic. So what about, like, how about, like, that third Tuesday maybe would look good? I mean, if it's not grabbed by anybody else, maybe we could grab it, and that would put us before our fourth Wednesday. It's sufficiently advanced to get the work done and get it knocked out, and if it's available, I mean, we should grab whatever for the whole year, too. So I would propose maybe grabbing that third Tuesday if there's no objection and nail it down for the year if that looks good.
Okay. Does anyone object to the third Tuesday of the month?
This is Nia, Lydia.
No.
This is Nia.
Okay, Nia.
Okay. What happened to the third Monday of the month?
I don't know.
Oh, there were conflicting committees already, I think.
Isn't there LSBs?
I don't see for April. I don't see anything there for the 18th. Let me go to May.
I think, Arlene, what did you say, audit committee?
It's only the frat was scheduled for this month, but not the other month.
Okay.
And there's nothing there for May.
Carolyn here, on the audit committee. I had meant to reserve.
Could I please finish?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, please. Yeah.
If they aren't here, somebody said earlier that the TNB gets priority. And since we need to work on the agenda, I think that the coordinating committee also should have priority. I don't see anything here. If people have them, if they're scheduled, then they should be on here.
Well, Monday was our backup that we're going to send to the PNB as an option for the continuation for the second PNB meeting.
Right. So
remember, it's Thursday, and then the backup is
Monday.
So we don't know what the PNB is going to be. Okay, Carol.
Yeah, thank you. I had reserved the third Monday of this month for audit, and we haven't met yet, but I'm hoping to keep that schedule for the rest of the year. So if you all could find another date, I'd appreciate it very much.
It's Bill.
And Summer.
Bill and Summer.
Well, I suggest the third Tuesday, except for June, because the 1st of June's on a Wednesday. And so the third Tuesday would be the day before the PNB meeting that month. So that month we'd have to find a different day. But you know, if we want to do it more than a day in advance.
Hold on, I'm sorry. Oh, I see.
And I really do. I think it is a good idea to get the notice out, including the agenda 7 days in advance.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's what the
I mean, it should be. It's in the bylaws, actually.
Yeah.
The notice is supposed to have what the subject is of the meeting.
That is correct.
So,
yes.
Summer?
Okay, go ahead.
So I would motivate what Bill has to say there. I think we like the third Tuesday. It looks pretty good all in all, right? And why don't we just go ahead and make that June one? Somebody's got second Tuesday, so we need to figure the June thing out. What about the 15th?
Second Monday.
I won't be there, but you guys can do it. That's
okay.
My son's birthday, so I can't do that, but you don't have to.
June? Okay.
One of information?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Summer.
Nia, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, go
Nia, go ahead. Are you done, Summer?
Yes, go ahead, Nia.
Yes. Is it every second? It's not every second Monday, so that particular Monday you can't make, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just that's
okay.
My son's birthday, his actual birthday.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just, but otherwise, I mean, did Carolyn, that's the second week, because Carolyn has the third Monday of the month. So we're only talking
Monday.
For that 1 week because it jams up against the board meeting on the 22nd.
Would Sunday work that month, the day before?
I probably won't be that whole weekend. I mean, whatever you guys want to pick, we just need to, it could be the previous week if that's easier, you know, the 7th if we want to meet in advance of it, but that might be too far in advance. I don't want to make other people's lives complicated. We just need to make it work for the group, okay?
So the second Monday.
So, Tuesday, that's somebody's day that day. I see, it's just because the meeting's so close. What a drag.
Okay.
And Wednesday is not good because Wednesday is also someone's meeting. That's the third Wednesday. It belongs to one of the other
KPFT's
states.
Been meeting the third Wednesday for a long time.
Yeah,
although
yeah,
I'm
no.
tempted to ask them to move it if all the others are doing it the second
Hold on. Everyone, one at a time. And Bill?
Yes.
Okay. So in lieu of that, the proposed date, what is in lieu of the third week, what do we have in June? What are our options in June?
Okay, well, if we want to do it at least 7 days in advance, the earliest day would be the June 13th, a Monday. And there's several other days before then if you want to make it early. The 12th is a Sunday, 11th is a Saturday, 10th is a Friday, 9th is a Thursday.
What about the 9th?
The 9th, okay. It's almost 2 weeks before, but that's... We could set it then, and then if something comes
change
up,
it.
We could change it, I guess.
Okay.
That's the second Thursday.
Any objection?
There were so many dates being, this is me, may I be recognized?
The 9th, the Thursday the 9th for the month of June.
Okay.
And everything else is third Tuesday, right?
Did we just propose that as our backup, our secondary date for the B&B?
No.
No.
The second Thursday?
What?
Oh, Jesus.
Chair?
What? No. Oh, because the second Thursday, right.
Hi.
Okay.
What date are we proposing?
Well, so, but you had that following Monday, though. You had 9, 10, 11, and 12, right?
9 through the 13th are all open. That's Thursday through
Monday.
Okay,
what's the 13th? What day is that, Monday?
That's
when Summer can't come.
June 13th, you can't come?
She can't come Friday. She can't come. Okay, how about Friday?
Oh.
The 10th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that work for everybody else? Just as long as we don't make Friday
the
thing?
Saturday, and she can't do Monday. That's, you know, but she's the chair, and so she needs to be there for the agenda, so I say the 10th.
Okay. And then otherwise, we're talking the third Tuesday of the month, right, for all the other months? Is that correct?
Yes,
right.
That's correct. Okay. Any objections?
Until at least till November.
Oh,
then you get back up against that stuff, huh?
No, actually, that would work even then because finance is not meeting then. Finance is different in November.
Well, somebody who's going to take the responsibility of putting that on the calendar.
Lydia, I will post it, but I need to hear one voice and the date. I can't listen to
Bill?
One voice.
Okay, the third Tuesday, except in June, would be June 10th. And actually, November would have to be the second Tuesday.
And why is that?
Just give me the dates, Bill. Third Tuesday, June 10th. Just give me the dates, please.
Okay, third Tuesday except for June, which would be June 10th. And November, I don't know what we're going to do. We have to decide. I'm sorry, actually, the third Tuesday is when finance meets in November.
Could we meet the second? Oh, no, that's the second.
And also December.
Mm.
Oh, no, just November, sorry.
Point of something?
Yeah. Sure.
Maybe for November and December, we'd want to do that same Thursday deal. That would be the 10th and the 8th. Again, it's a little earlier, but we're working around stuff. It's just a suggestion. I mean, the more we can nail down the whole year, the better our lives will go, probably.
Lydia, point of order?
There is.
Okay. If we want to meet before the PND meeting, the November meeting, I was told for November 2nd, right? That's a Wednesday. So we need to meet before that. So let's go back to October. So October would be the third. Would be the third Tuesday.
That'd be the 18th.
So it doesn't. We can't meet after the PMB. So we're going to set the agenda for.
Now, point of information.
Wait a second. Let me just push my thought here, please, Summer.
Mm-hmm.
The third Wednesday in October is October 16th. There's going to be a meeting October 28th. That's 18th. Sorry. That 18th day is the 26th meeting. Right.
Your voice is going, Neil.
Sorry. But maybe I need a new earpiece or something. For October, okay, the October meeting is going to be the 26th, right? So we need to meet. If we do the third Tuesday, would be the 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to November. Okay, November's meeting, we decided, would be November 2nd. So maybe we should do two agendas for the October meeting and the November meeting. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, excellent idea. Point of information, or if I'm understanding, Nia, you're suggesting we wouldn't need to have a coordinating committee meeting in November. Is that correct? Because we would plan two agendas on the 18th, or... What did you say? I mean, I hear what you're saying. Yeah, that meeting's much earlier, so obviously.
Exactly. Okay. And the same for December.
Ah. Okay. Well, that would really mean that we'd need kind of a mid or late November to plan that early December. So,
November 30th.
Oh, I see. That's the week following Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Fifth of Wednesday. Nobody's going to meet then.
Okay, so
probably.
Okay, so that's the fifth Wednesday of the month, so nobody's going to have that probably. So your suggestion is November Wednesday 30th to plan the December meeting, and there's no meeting earlier in November because we'll take your agenda on the 18th. Okay, that sounds really good. Is that Lydia? Is that concurrence from everybody?
Okay, do we have them nailed down now?
Tuesday, each month, except June 2nd and November 30th.
Wait a second. Lydia?
Yes?
For December, maybe we should do December 28th, because then we get into January 2012.
Oh, point of information.
Go ahead.
The June. I just realized we just scheduled an in-person meeting for the 4th, 5th, and 6th. Are we actually going to meet 4 days later to plan the agenda for the following? I mean, I guess what I'm asking is people will be traveling and all of that sort of thing. Is this, I hadn't thought of that as we're rearranging the June schedule. We will be coming right off of an in-person meeting or something to that effect.
We probably shouldn't go ahead and meet then, though, yeah.
I just thought of that. I mean, for some people that would be really inconvenient, not to mention maybe we'll, you know, we'd have the items coming out of an agenda right there. So should we discuss June again? Just because I'd forgotten that the date had gotten moved down from late May.
Do we have to have a June meeting?
There you go. That's kind of what I was groping towards. Maybe we skip that because we'll know after the three-day meeting, you know, what's left to work with for the next meeting coming
exactly.
up 2 weeks later. Maybe we can even do that as an item of business, just get the darn agenda done for the next meeting. You know, here's what's left.
That makes good sense.
So, you know, no need to have an extra meeting when people are exhausted. So I would move that we cancel the June coordinating committee meeting and handle that at the in-person meeting, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good. Okay, so back to November. What's your suggestion, Nia? What did you say? I heard you say the 28th or something? Is that what you said?
November 30th, like Bill said, and then for December, we would go to... Momentito, por favor. 1 second, please. We will go to December 28th for coordinating, because then we roll into January 2012, and the coordinating committee would meet the, what did we say now, the third?
Third Tuesday.
Where is that? Is that in December?
January 2012.
No, we're doing the coordinating committee meetings for to January 2012, right? So our regularly scheduled meeting would be the fourth Wednesday. Wasn't that what we said? The fourth Wednesday?
No. That's the. Oh, you mean for the PNB? Yeah. So for December, it would be December 20th. Would be the third Tuesday.
We'll have an in-person meeting late January.
Right. However, January, I see finance has taken that fourth. No, that's Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Third Tuesday. Third Tuesday is what we're looking at. Yeah.
Third Tuesday. Okay. So. I probably should put in the PNB for the third Tuesday, which will be January 17th.
Okay, and I'm sorry, did you have December 20th for December? I didn't hear.
Hold on, please.
Thank you.
December 20th?
Was that the December date for, were we having a December meeting later in the month? I just didn't hear, I apologize.
Well, the December meeting we had decided would be December 7th, and then the alternate date, the full PNB would decide.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. Right, okay.
That's what we said, right?
And we've got the coordinating on the 30th. So that, thank you. Sorry, Nia.
Right. So the coordinating,
Good. Maybe we can be kind to ourselves and not have a later meeting that month, Kitty. Okay, so what was it, January 17th? Is that the third Tuesday? My calendar ran out at December.
The third Tuesday is January, Tuesday. The third Tuesday in January will be January 17th.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so that's coordinating.
Yay.
Right? And then the TNB would be the fourth Wednesday, 1, 2, 3, 4, which would be the 25th.
What, January?
Yeah, of next year.
I think we'll assume we should have an in-person meeting, don't you think?
Yeah, I think by then, well, hopefully.
Oh, yes, well, that's right. Good catch.
So don't,
okay.
Yeah.
Good catch. Okay, so we'll leave January alone.
17th is okay for coordinating.
Yeah, we can have a coordinating, but not a PNB. There you go.
Okay.
And that way we, yeah.
Lord, I hope I have this correct.
I'll double check it. I'll do my job as chair. I'll check all the dates tomorrow, okay, and make sure that everything's in there. Thank you,
okay.
Nia.
You're welcome.
Okay. So, any objections to all of this?
I think it's great.
Whatever that was. Okay. So, I think we can move on. And I think the only thing left then are our officers. And, okay, nominations for chair.
Were we back to this again? I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, we're taking nominations for chair.
I nominate Lydia.
I nominate Lydia. Please.
No,
you can't. No. We like to. No, just that.
You did such a wonderful job.
You can't come in here and roll the
thank
dice
you,
and, be, you know, and don't roll snake eyes and then all of a sudden back out. No. I'm just messing.
I respectfully decline, but thank you.
My nomination. Can Bill serve as vice chair? Can he be chair of this committee?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. What?
I'd nominate Bill. I don't know if there's a conflict with being vice chair. But
oh.
No.
I wasn't expecting
that. I second that.
There's no conflict.
Of course.
Yeah.
So I nominate Bill.
I second that.
Okay.
Come on now.
Okay.
Okay.
If you want.
Any other nominations?
Well, who nominated me for the minutes? I'm sorry. Who nominated
No, but do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Okay,
great.
Cool. Thanks, Bill.
And is there anyone else?
Yeah, anybody
else? Okay. Then is there any objection to Bill being named our chair of the coordinating committee? Hearing none, you are now the chair. And may I turn this over to you?
That's
by acclamation, and you are the acting chair. You can handle the rest of the election.
let me just ask who nominated me just for the minutes.
Summer.
And by the way,
Summer.
Okay. And I, by the way, Caroline, I told people I would do it until you took over. So, but I wasn't sure you were going to do that here today. Okay.
Okay. Not much less on the agenda. Just
right. Okay.
Secretary.
So now we need to elect chair for the committee. Are there any nominations?
Nominate.
Are we doing the secretary? Didn't we just do the chair?
Yeah, well, what did I say? I'm sorry. I meant secretary. Yes.
You just confused all these daylights.
Long day. Sorry.
He's already trying to get out of it.
Secretary. Nominations are for secretary for the coordinating committee.
And I nominate Bill.
And the secretary's duties are to take notes, correct?
This is Tracy. I'm just going to put out that having been stuck with the chair-secretary simultaneous act last year, it's a lot of work. Hard.
No, I was just kidding.
Not doing that again.
Yes, I was just kidding.
Okay.
Well, it was not a joke last year. I had to do it. So.
Okay. Well, then I nominate Tracy for secretary since we can strip her
I
the
would.
Title.
Fair enough. I respectfully decline.
because I have two meetings to convene, and I don't know what they're going to want me to do. Yes, yes. So.
But I will nominate Kimmery in return.
I respect Mr. Clark because I haven't met with my two meetings just yet, and I don't know what they're going to want me to do. So, and then I just got elected for some stuff on the LSB. That's kind of.
All right, I tried.
How about Teresa? Do you want to be nominated? Nope, she's not even going to
try. Well, Lydia, how about you?
I don't think so. I really want to focus on crafting these bylaws, so I'm going to focus on that. How about we nominate someone for the next couple of meetings? And, you know, I would consider it after I get the bylaws language done.
Well, let me ask Carolyn.
Oh, yeah, Carolyn. Carolyn. Where'd she go? I'm sure she'd love to do it.
Yeah, right.
Or Afia? Is Afia still on the call? I haven't heard from her for a while.
Point of information?
Yeah.
On the committees, is it just chair, vice chair, or just chair and secretary? Is that how that goes?
Chair, the chair and secretary.
If there's
a need for vice chair, we could do that. But.
Okay, no, I'm just checking. I don't think we need that because it's
not.
You know, I'm just trying to make sure because I got a convenience coming up. I just want to make sure.
If the chair in this case me, if I'm not available, then any one of you could be chair pro tem.
Okay, since this is taking a long time and it sounds like a couple of people got off, maybe we can discuss it by phone and online. We can ask Carolyn and or Afia, whoever has gone off.
Okay.
They might be. Okay?
At
least to entertain it for a time. Maybe we can rotate secretary so it's not always the same person. It is a lot for a whole year.
Secretary just takes notes, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I asked
and it's recorded. So, really
are you into the motion?
It sounds like there's a motion. Lydia moves to postpone consideration until the next meeting.
I second.
What? Did you say?
It sounds like you're moving that we postpone the consideration of this until the next meeting.
Yes, but with a recommendation that we rotate secretaries.
Okay.
And that the rest of the... I have a new motion. That the that we each take a turn being the secretary so we can pick our meeting that we want to do that. And we will all come up with one. We can consider it by email and each take one. Okay? That's my motion.
Nobody's willing to do it every time?
Right, that's my motion. Any objections? Oh, I'm not the chair anymore. You are.
I'm taking my turn.
Mm-hmm, that's what you get.
Okay. All right. Is there any discussion on that motion?
So, point of clarity here, please. Am I understanding this correctly that you're suggesting we simply do it in rotation until somebody volunteers to take this gig, or you're suggesting that we, email poll to see if we can get two secretaries to alternate? I wasn't quite sure what you just...
I was saying that that by email we can each volunteer for a month for the rest of the year.
Yeah, okay.
For a meeting. just one meeting. We're each committing to one meeting. That's it. Okay.
I have a point of information, Bill.
Yes, go ahead. Nia?
From my recollection, it's been a while since I read the whole bylaws. There's nothing preventing us getting someone else who's not part of the committee to be chair, is there? Or any of any committee?
Secretary.
Lydia, you were around. You have to write the bylaws. There's nothing, right?
I couldn't understand your question.
Your question is to be secretary or chair?
To be secretary. I haven't read the bylaws in quite some time, but there's nothing preventing us from getting someone external of the committee to be secretary or any committee.
I think it's okay, but I'll have to check.
I think that's correct, but I would consider that each of us just take a meeting. I don't accept that as a friendly amendment to my motion.
it's hard to get somebody willing to do it.
Yeah, I just think
you know, I think each of us could handle one meeting out of a year.
And we're at a year.
Well, okay. Well, there are no takers.
No. But I'm saying we could.
Right now.
No, but yeah. Besides, my motion My motion is to work it up by email if we can, and if not, we'll take it up at the next meeting. But
don't do it in alphabetical order, though. Don't do it in alphabetical order.
No. I won't be assigning. We'll just be volunteering.
But nobody's volunteering.
Okay. No, I am. I mean, I'm saying I'll do it for 1 month. One of the meetings. So that's not. I'm not saying we're not volunteering. I'm making a motion that we each consider. Once we get off the call, which should be momentarily, to act as secretary for just one of the many meetings to come.
Summer to the stack, please.
Yes, Summer.
I like the intention, Lydia. Honestly, I do. It's equitable and spreads out the workload. I did two or three stints as secretary pro tem over on technology. I have to admit, mine were more like transcriptions than minutes, and. Everyone varies quite a bit. It's a daunting task to get anyone to commit to it. I don't mind the idea of maybe if we could get two or three people to rotate. I just don't know if it's realistic that everyone will end up taking a turn doing it or how effective that.
Yeah,
that's all. I have concerns with whether it'll work. Frankly, it's a fantastic idea.
Right, right. My motion is that failing to come up with a full complement, we'll take it up at the next meeting. But let's get off the call. That's my motion.
A motion to adjourn disguised as something else.
Yes, and I'll compose the email making it beautiful.
Okay, and we can always change this next month if we.
That's correct.
Somebody comes forward is willing to do it. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll see I'll volunteer on some, on one and at least one meeting. So, okay.
Is there any objections to that, Lydia's motion?
Just a point of information before we adjourn.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Quick question. I just wanted to find out, in reference to getting to this calendar, to once I do get with the other body to find out about our technology, and while I see I signed up for three things here and convening too. So I'm learning. Okay, and I just want to know how do I add things into this calendar.
You contact John.
Okay.
You contact John Omela, and he will.
John Rodas.
He will facilitate it for you, and you'll have a code, and you get in.
It's in my head. It's in my head. Let me see if I can pull it out of my human computer. Another question I need to ask. I saw the updates. Whoever is updating the calendar, I think it's the Junia.
Yes.
Could you just put in the WPFW LSB? We meet every second Tuesday. On Wednesday at 6:30.
You're just like us Wednesday, right? You said
we just like you guys.
Second Wednesday. Okay,
right.
not a problem.
Okay, so that way we can have that. Okay, that's pretty
much. I was curious about that too. The second Tuesday? What did you say?
No, we meet second Wednesday.
Second Wednesday, okay.
Right, LSB. It looked like all of the LSBs meet the same time. It's just that it would be good that all the LSBs are showing because it seems like one LSB meets on a Saturday, so.
Okay. Anything else before we adjourn, everybody? Did we get through everything on the agenda?
Fantastic.
Yes, we went through all of it. Thank you.
Well, thank you for participating.
Good night, everyone.
Good night. Motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn. Thank you, everybody.
All right, John. Have a nice evening.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Bill, could you please call me when we get off? I just want to make sure I have these dates correct. But could you please call me?
Sure, okay. We'll do.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Bye-bye.